Yeah, I know, and it's frustrating because we're conceding, we've conceded too many goals, and we look like we're going to concede too many goals early on in the last two games, and we didn't get punished, but today we did get punished, and I think I'm not going to single people out because there is individual mistakes in both goals, but as a group we've got to do better as well as individuals, and. We can't concede goals like that. We've got to see the game out in the end. We've got to manage the game, and you take your point and you move on to the next one, and we can't lose them games.
Is it because of a lack of concentration? Because it's not the first time that we've had those errors this season.
I don't think it's... I've looked at the goals. I don't think it's a lack of concentration. I think it's a lack of making the right decision at the right time, and we didn't make the right decisions. Too easy to get the ball in to start with, and then we haven't dealt with the cross, and then the second goal we... I'd say certainly a mistake on the far post, and then the fellas chested it, and then we switched off defensively and let him just run in and score, and we can't do that. We just can't do that. We've got to stop that. If we stop that, then I think we're always going to create chances with a group of players we've got on that pitch.
At the other end, did you feel that your side created enough chances?
Not clear-cut chances, but we did have some good play, some good opportunities, but just didn't get enough quality in the last, that last cross or bodies in the box. I felt that for all that good play, we probably just didn't create enough.
Had plenty of possession, and there was a wonderful strike from the captain, Liam Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, Kells has got two goals now, two games, and we've asked him to get in the box, but it was a well worked goal. Played in, Jordan's done great, held it up, set it off, and it was a good finish. That's what I'm saying. Count it for nothing in the end. We've got to see the game out, take a point and move on. But we didn't do that.
How concerned are you about the lack of goals from strikers this season? I think it's just the one from Ollie Palmer in the league so far in the campaign.
Yeah, a little bit. We need to start. It's good that we're scoring from other areas because we weren't doing that last year. But hopefully, we've got to keep going with them, keep working with them, and hopefully the goals will come from the centre forwards.
And Jay Simpson, is he still injured?
He's injured today, yeah. He'll be back hopefully in training in the week, and we'll see from there.
Any news regarding interest from other clubs, especially Southend?
No, not as far as I know.
And during the week you were linked with Matt Green. Any truth there?
No, not. I don't know. I don't know anything about Matt Green, so all I know is he scored the goal today.
What about next week? Could there be movement either in or out to the club?
Well, we'll have a look. We'll speak to the chairman, and we'll see what happens.
As you were saying in pre-season, the you wanted another central defender in, and it's got to be a priority now, isn't it?
Well, we'll look at things. Yeah, we'll sit down and talk. We're disappointed today, and we'll see what we can do for before the deadline closes.